Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Starkey and Mueller Fan Hotline brought to you by Wright Automotive, the best deal in town. And on the hotline, Pirates reliever, last night's national anthem singer, Stephen Brault. What's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing great. I really like the choice of Incubus as the lead-in song. It's my favorite band. Well done.
Oh, okay. Well, that wait, hold on. Craig, did you do that on purpose? Did you know this?
Yes.
No, you didn't. No, it's total. No, he's actually trying to curry favor with you. We have them set to completely randomize, and I love that song. And, you know, it's a great tune, and it randomized, and now Craig is taking credit for the randomizer.
I don't know why you just wouldn't both claim it as being you. Like, oh, yeah, totally.
I wanted to throw Craig under the bus because he was so proud when you said that.
You think he's going to be honest? I wouldn't be honest about that. Yeah, absolutely. Totally.
Are they a SoCal group originally? I should know this.
No, I don't even know exactly where they're from. I don't think they're from, like, San Diego or anything like that, though.
Who's the best band to come out of San Diego, by the way?
Probably the Revolution, probably. Dirty Heads, you know, more like ska, reggae kind of music.
I was going to say Dirty Heads, I know, because did Rome Ramirez did a song with them, yes?
Yeah, he did.
He did Lay Me Down with them.
Lay Me Down, yeah.
I mean, we could talk music here. You know, from spring training, if you remember our conversations, I hate talking about baseball because that's all you ever talk about.
Absolutely. During the season, it's like, you know, guys, you know, there's other things in life that we can talk about. It doesn't have to be baseball all the time.
Well, you sang the national anthem, and I'm being honest here, besides the fact that, you know, we're going to joke the rest of the time, it was a hell of a job, honestly, and I thought you sang it phenomenally well, and I say that as somebody that can't sing a lick, so I appreciate anybody putting themselves out there. How nervous, though, were you?
Yeah, you know, I was pretty nervous going into it. My very supportive, and I say that in a very sarcastic tone, teammates were, you know, giving me the, hey, like, don't forget the words. You know, don't crack. That would be terrible. Really just wanting ammo against me. So, but they were great. And then afterwards, you know, I got more nervous as I went through the song, honestly. And by the end, it was just like, I'm done. I'm glad it's over. I'm glad I didn't mess up. You know, it was cool.
You were even talking beforehand, right, about not starting off on the wrong note so that you couldn't get high enough to hit the high notes that you needed, right?
Exactly. That's like the biggest thing for the national anthem is people who start too high. It makes, because the song goes so high from where you start that you really have to know, like, I can get up there and then I won't embarrass myself.
So were you thinking, we're talking, by the way, to Pirates pitcher Stephen Brault, reliever Stephen Brault, who sang the national anthem last night at the game, did a phenomenal job. You can go find the video of it. It's all over the place, and he did wonderfully. And his band, the Street Gypsies, were those guys in touch with you, by the way? Were they, like, hitting you up saying, hey, good job?
No, we're on a bit of a hiatus, as would be expected, not being able to be in the same city for 8 months out of the year. But I know if those guys find it, because they are not baseball guys. You know, that was kind of one of the things I loved about it. It was just all music with them. So if they saw it, I'm sure that they're happy. You know, but I haven't really talked to them too much.
All right, now I have to ask this. When you pitch, do you have like a pre-pitching routine? If you know you're coming in a game or when you would start a game, did you have a routine where you would start visualizing things going positively? Are you at all that kind of guy who visualizes a good outcome of this game is going to go well, I'm going to hit my spots, et cetera?
Yeah, you know, as a starting pitcher, I would do it the night before. I had like a music playlist that was kind of a calming playlist, and I would kind of just go through basically a few innings in my head. And then as a reliever, it's a little bit harder, it's a little different because you never really know where you go in. You don't really know what the situation is going to be. So in that case, it's more of a flash visualization. It's just kind of like, all right, I'm coming in first and second. This is, running into the mound. Coming in first and second, this is what I want to do. But it's more of like a quick thing in that sense.
All right, so obviously when you're visualizing good things. Did you do anything like that for the anthem? And if you did, did any kind of Enrico Palazzo thoughts from the Naked Gun movie creep in where he forgets all the words? He's starting to break dance, moonwalk?
Yeah, you know, I've seen so many anthems in my baseball career already, and I've seen some really bad mishaps. You know, some people forget the words. Some people just, you know, like I said, start too high. Some people are just terrible, you know, like that's kind of tough. But really when it comes down to it, like if you had a microphone on my mouth all day yesterday, it was me mumbling the national anthem over and over and over again. Like, even though I've sang it and heard it a million times, like I won't get the words. I got the words. Everything else will fall into place.
When I was a little kid, I thought the first lines were Jose Canseco. For some reason,
yeah.
Like, and so if I had ever been called upon as a child to try to sing it in front of family, I would have sang Jose Canseco till about age 10, I think.
Yeah, well, you know, when Betsy Ross made the flag, actually Jose Canseco was a really big part of it. He really helped her with hitting home runs early in her career. So it's actually, yeah, those are the real first words. We just changed them.
Whose is the best anthem ever? Because, like, I believe it or not, I was writing for a website that I do a little bit of work for on the side, and one of the things they wanted me to do was look up the most memorable anthem moments, good or bad, although the bad one, I don't know about you, the bad ones make me uncomfortable to watch. When someone starts butchering it, like, I'll mute the television, honestly, man, because it makes me uncomfortable for that person.
Yeah, it's really hard to watch. Like, I'm really bad at watching, like, awkward moments in movies and TV shows and stuff,
yes.
too.
Yes.
And so, man, when I watch the national anthem going badly, I like have to look down, cover my eyes. It's like what other people do for scary movies. I do for awkward moments.
Thank you. You're the first person I've heard actually agree with me on that, because I can't do it. People love that stuff, and I'm like, no, man, I can't watch some. Especially if it's a kid, I feel doubly bad. If it's somebody under the age of 18, I'm just like mortified for them.
Yeah, because just imagine that on your conscience forever. Oh, that's tough.
All right, so who had the best anthem ever then? Because I remember looking them up. People loved Marvin Gaye did one as like a career comeback in 83 in his own, like very, I know you said you kind of sing it straight, but he went and did it very much a Marvin Gaye anthem and people loved it. And then there's Whitney Houston. People have always cited hers at the Super Bowl as being an all-timer.
Yeah, the Whitney Houston one is it's got to be up there. But, you know, I think, what was it? It was recently there was a country band that played. I think it was, what is the name of the band? It's like a guy and a girl that both are lead singers.
I should know this, and now I can't think of them. And I know, I think I can visualize who you're talking about, and I can't actually put the name to it.
Somebody's going to be mad at me for not knowing the name of this band. But the point is, they sang the national anthem like at the Super Bowl or something like 2 or 3 years ago. And it was really simple, but they did play guitar, and they had, like, you know, little drums, and they sang it, and they did harmony the whole time, and it was just beautiful. It was perfect. It wasn't too much. It wasn't really slow or anything, but they just did an awesome job, and I can't believe I can't remember the name of the band. It's so stupid.
We got another minute or so, maybe two, with Stephen Brault, who sang the anthem last night. Pirates pitcher did a fine job with it. Who on the team, is there anybody else that you know of that you are willing to kind of dime out here that you think could sing with you if you were to like do a duet of the anthem, or just two people, you know, they have two or three people sing into the mic and it's not a harmony, they're just all singing. Is there anybody else on that team that you think can sing?
You know, I've honestly never heard anybody else on this team sing except Edgar Santana, who's actually pretty decent. I mean, he usually sings like as a joke, but it seems like he could probably actually, you know, hold his own pretty well. We could make a pretty solid band to play the national anthem. You know, David Freese plays guitar. Trevor can play the drums. You know,
Vasquez going to DJ maybe?
Yeah, Vasquez will throw in some horns, which he loves doing.
Be like the Chainsmokers if Vasquez did it. I always kind of cringe when the Chainsmokers dudes sing on their songs too.
Yeah.
Because it's not great.
Man. No, it's like whisper singing. It's boring.
Yeah, it's spoken word. All right, last one. Your band plays, like, I know, kind of blues. It's like a mix, right? Blues, hard rock. It's very much a guitar-driven band, correct? Like, it's a music band. It's not, like, singing and there's music in the background. The music takes center stage, yes?
Yes.
Who is, alive or dead, the best guitarist in it? Doesn't matter what discipline, of all time.
Right. Oh, gosh. Best guitarist of all time. I'm going to say two for you. I'm going to say the best melody guitarist, or the best person at writing melodies, is Jimmy Page from Led Zeppelin.
Nice.
You just have a guy that's, you know, his solos are cool and fine, but they're not the best. The best solos have to be Eddie Van Halen. If you just go straight up, how well can you play the guitar? It doesn't even make any sense, all the things he can do with a guitar. But you know what's really cool? If you like go on YouTube and just type in acoustic guitar solos, there are people that can make guitars sound like there's six guitars all playing at the same time, because they do like the slapping thumb rhythm and they're picking and strumming. It's unbelievable.
I'm going to go look at this. Steven Brault sang last night. We hope for an encore performance at some point, man. And best of luck on the mound as well.
Hey, thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.